This is Soul Sandwich. I am your host, Olav, here with my co-host,
Rohit Joseph. I'm finally back, guys. It feels good to be back. It's been so long, Ola. It's been 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks too long.
2 weeks? Is it 2 weeks? Oh, wow.
It's been 2 weeks in a row. I've missed the show.
It seems like yesterday when you left, man.
I know. And bro. I mean, I got to say, it feels good to be back. I got really swamped with work. But I mean, that's no excuse, man. That's no excuse. So thank you for holding it down as always.
No worries, man. It's fine. I mean, obviously, school is obviously more important. No, I wouldn't say more important, but it's you need also to do school to, like, you know, I mean, yeah.
Kids do school. Yeah,
stay in school, kids. No worries. but like, yeah, I mean, you know, I can hold down the fort. We can have fill ins and stuff.
Yeah,
like, have other people.
We've done it.
Hold, yeah. So
we've
I
worked
mean,
out our system.
Exactly. So
I can cover you the next time.
Exactly.
In
so,
case you guys don't, I'm actually, you guys probably do know, because if you listened just literally a few minutes prior. You heard Ola. He's doing sports coverage now for CITR.
Yeah,
He's doing it all, man. I'm doing news. We're so multifaceted these days.
I think, okay, so I want to say something interesting about, like, not interesting. Whatever I say is not really interesting, but, like, it's something, like, I just realized about UBC right now. I think it's they're actually trying hard to do that whole excellence thing. And sometimes it can actually be a positive thing. You know, the past few weeks, they've had a bunch of, like, econ talks, and they've had, like, a bunch of prominent economists, Nobel laureates and stuff just coming to UBC and having talks. You know, Jeffrey Sachs was here 2 weeks ago. Joe Stiglitz is here as a Lind professor in residence,
yeah,
kind of thing. Al Roth, he won an economics prize, Nobel Prize for market design. And, you know, the residency program in the States about, like, how you match doctors with hospitals, that,
yeah,
stuff. He kind of helped with that, and also the whole, like, kidney exchange system. Like, he basically created, like, the algorithm for that stuff, like, market systems,
wow,
based on without price. So, like, having a market where, like, you don't put money into the system to, like, fix it. Do you feel? So it's like a very, very efficient economy model thing that he created. Anyway, so he's coming, like,
cool,
next week as well or something. And, like,
is this all just for the centennial?
That's the thing. I don't even know. But, like, it's been awesome.
I was
it's like a big step. And, like,
journalism,
yeah,
has also been bringing in some mad talent.
I saw Mohamed Fahmy at Ike's Cafe, man. And I was like,
did you say hi?
Me? No.
He
seems pretty chill. Like, he's just, like, he was just, like, walking, getting a coffee, like, standing in line.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, like, I am, like, melting and fanboying right now because, like, you know, such
he's
a brave
gonna
man.
Do,
yeah.
He's already done a big lecture last, like, on Halloween. I just got to tell this story. I was volunteering for this event. To be honest, when I signed up, I didn't know it would start at, like, 8 o'clock at night on Halloween. But it turns out
it was an 8 o'clock event.
It was an 8 o'clock event featuring Mohamed Fahmy for the Vancouver,
yeah,
Institute, I think, or something like that it's called. And they, you know, they hosted this talk at UBC in the Woodward building. And dude, four lecture halls in Woodward were filled with people.
Yeah, because
I'm
everybody
I'm not
here,
joking.
Man.
Four
Bro.
Lecture halls.
Bro.
And they had done, like, a simultaneous broadcast of the lecture, like, from one hall.
Nice.
And then he had to actually go to, like, at the end, he had to go to each lecture hall and do, like, a Q&A, just one question each in each
because
place.
There's so many people that, like, just wanted to talk,
yeah,
to him or, like, you know, hear from him.
They just want to hear from him.
Yeah.
And now he's going to be starting to actually teach,
yeah,
journalism.
From next semester, right?
Not even, dude, next week.
Next week. Oh, what
yeah,
class
he's
is
gonna,
that?
He's
oh
going
to
be
God.
Teaching media ethics for and
Way
a,
to go,
a class in what's called integrated journalism, and he's going to be giving us lessons about citizen journalism and the impact
oh
that
my
has.
God. I am actually excited for you. Like, I wish I'm like, oh, nah, I wish I was like with you.
Dude, we lucked
like,
out.
Oh,
like,
God.
This cohort just locked out, and I'm so happy that,
yeah,
I happen to go to UBC at this time.
Yeah,
you know, UBC gets a lot of things wrong, but it also
they get
gets
a lot
some,
of things wrong.
Right.
And I'm just glad I'm here when they kind of did some things okay,
yeah,
before
exactly.
they kind
sure.
of like mess everything up, you know. So yeah.
So how about we get to some music?
Let's get to some music. Sorry, guys.
I'm so stoked, guys. I'm back with some music that I think y'all will love. And shout out to my buddy Alex Sturman. I'm going to try to get him on to the show. He's going to introduce us to more cool music. He actually was the one who gave me some soul. Hmm. He gave me some soul lessons.
Alex Sturman?
Yeah. Alex Sturman. He's actually my oldest friend from back in the day, like grade 4.
Oh, wow.
Go back to that.
Yo, that's like a real homie,
man. When I immigrated here, that's like first homie.
First friend. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
First homie in the country.
Oh, that is cool. That's cool. What high school did you guys go to? Did you go to the same high school?
Or? We went to the same high school. Went to the same elementary school.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so he gave me the lowdown on Charles Bradley.
Charles Bradley,
a soulful man with a soulful band called the Minahan Street Band. So we're going to play a track by these guys. It's called How Long from the album No Time for Dreaming. So check it out. Charles Bradley and the Minahan Street Band, How Long. You're listening to Soul Sandwich.
Soul Sandwich.
Let's go.
Stop it like this.
Yo, that was fire, man. That was some hot music, man.
You sounded like such a dad when you said that.
Some hot music, man.
Yeah. So all right. What we just hit you up with right there were two tracks. One was by Charles Bradley and the Minahan Street Band, and that was called "How Long," off the album.
No Time for Dreaming.
Exactly, Ola. You were right on cue.
On fire.
And then right after that, we just had the Minahan Street Band, "Make the Road by Walking." I just wanted to show you those two new soul tracks and soul bands that I've discovered. Charles Bradley, if you guys are fans of Charles Bradley or Lee Fields, both of them are, like, killing it in the soul scene. They're, in my opinion, the ultimate revival of
very prolific
of soul, and along with Leon Bridges, who we've played on this show.
Leon Bridges,
he actually played a show this past Tuesday. I wasn't able to go.
Where?
At the Commodore.
Yeah,
I would have. The tickets sold out fast for that anyways. All the good shows now sell out super fast
because they play a small venues. Like, I think that's the thing about, like,
but
Vancouver,
well, Commodore
music scenes,
but Commodore ballroom
they
is still big.
But I mean, compared to if you're gonna play at Rogers or something.
Yeah, but then I always prefer small venues.
Yeah.
In my opinion,
more roomy, right?
Intimate.
Cozy,
cozy and intimate.
You can just sit back with the band or something. Like, you feel like you can touch them,
exactly.
Touch their legs or something, you know.
Also, usually the sound is better.
Way better.
When you have a smaller venue that has a good sound setup.
Fair enough.
But yeah, so that was some soul to get us started. But I was telling Ola, I was actually driving to school because I was late. Otherwise, I would take that bus, use public transportation when you got a U-Pass, a.k.a. a Compass card.
Yeah, a Compass card, man.
Right?
That's my life, man.
I was late and I drove, okay? But one of the good things about driving is actually listening to the radio, which hopefully there's some of you folks doing that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Listening on the FM dial rather than that online podcast, which is, it just has a certain, there's a certain feel to it that is beautiful. And I was just driving, hating the fact that I'm waking up early to go to school. But then Tom Power on CBC Radio 2, he brightened up my day playing this song by Alicia Cara called Outlaws.
Ooh.
And my man, Ola, you should tell me, you should tell us, the audience, the listeners, what's so awesome about Alicia Cara?
Well, I know the first time I heard her, I was just browsing through the Pitchfork, and I was I need to listen to more hipster music, man.
That's what a California surfer dude, isn't it?
Radical.
I don't know if the hipsters of Pitchfork actually sound like that.
No, they're more music hipsters. So pop is not even real music.
You got it.
Well, yeah, I was browsing through, and she had this song called "Here," which was her debut song.
Mm-hmm.
I think she took a year from she graduated high school, and she took a year off going to university just to focus on music.
Where's she from?
She's from Brampton, Ontario.
Nice. B-Town represent.
Yeah, and if you saw, I think Drake's Instagram, when they were in Vancouver. Was it Vancouver? For the thing up Squamish?
The Squamish
Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
She was there as well, and he was just my girl from Toronto, because Toronto dudes, they all my homie, So
yeah.
She's she's gone in 1 year. She's gone from I just made a song that just said about how I felt about being at a party and not caring about being there and just wanting to go home, right? Which is something we can all
relate to,
right?
Absolutely.
And then it just blew up, Billboard, everything. And it's just okay. The entire album, she made an entire album, Four Pink Walls. And it has songs like Outlaws. And it's pretty good. It's pretty amazing. She's done a really good job with evoking that whole teenage but not
young. Do you get it? Like, there's this kind of a feel that a lot of teenage artists usually try to bring up. It's like, oh, you know, like party while we were like, that kind of like happy it's like
live
fast,
die
exactly.
Young
but she's more like
YOLO mentality.
Exactly, it's like YOLO mentality. I wouldn't say it's YOLO mentality, but it's like something similar. It's like the whole like, you know, we're young and it's great to be young, right? And like, but she's like this kind of like weird mature. And yet, so, like, still, she still, like, evokes that whole, like, oh, yeah, I am young, and, you know, like, this party sucks, and, like, I just want to leave, and it's, like, it's not bad to feel this way, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, so, it's pretty cool. The song you wanted to play was called Outlaws. I've, like, listened to it on the album, and it's pretty good as well. When did you listen to it?
So, yeah, literally yesterday during my drive because of Tom Power's radio show on CBC Radio 2. So I'm sorry, CBC, for copping one of the tracks played by one of your awesome hosts. Tom Powers, man, he's cool, and he does good stuff on Q now well, right?
Nice, so, with Shad.
Yeah, exactly. So let's hear it.
Let's hear it, man.
You got it on that Spotify.
On that Spotify. Yeah, I will play it on my Spotify, and hopefully y'all enjoy it. So up next we have Outlaws by Alessia Cara, and we hope y'all enjoy it. This is Soul Sandwich, Rohit, Ola, peace.
Never.
And that was Alessia Cara from her Four Pink Walls album, and the song was called Outlaws. Yeah, Rohit, what did you think? I mean, I already know what you think about it.
Yeah.
But,
dude,
I mean, you wouldn't be telling me to play the song if you didn't think well of it.
See, you actually, I realized as we talked about this during the song that, like, you had actually introduced me to Alessia. I mean, you had mentioned her name. I did not. It's one of those things where somebody's like, you should go check that out. And I didn't follow up. And then I end up hearing it, like, on the radio. Dude, this is so dope. Like, yeah, Alessia Cara.
Yo, man, I knew her before she was cool, man.
No, but you didn't. You totally didn't do that, thankfully. You could have, and you would have been right. You would have been justified to do that. You would have had every right to be like, Rohit, I literally told you about this a month ago. You dumb. I won't say it. You know, you dumbass. I'll say that. I was going to say another.
Oh, my God.
It was more raunchy, but yeah. Point being, yes, I totally agree with you that she's got a lot of potential. I'm so glad to see Canadian talent emerging. Yep. That's, you know, that's pop, but that, like, I mean, this is, like, in my opinion, this is better than Taylor Swift. Like,
I agree with that. I second
but
that.
I mean, we're of course in the minority. We're both minorities.
We're both
and
minorities.
We're in the minority when it comes
yeah,
to Taylor.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit about our opinion, man. Yeah, bro.
But what I'm saying is, like, or at least she's just as good. She's just as good. Let's at least give
she's
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, no, I would say Taylor Swift got to where she is because she's talented. I'm not saying she's not talented at all. But I'm just saying that, like, Alessia Cara has a lot of potential to probably surpass Taylor Swift.
Sure, she's got, like, an amazing voice.
Yes, exactly.
And I was just telling you, like, how what I loved about this pop track is that it's not like it doesn't feel as artificial, because we were just talking about it's like she's got a proper backing band with her. Not that you have to have a band, but I think it adds, you know, it adds life and soul to a song. And like the drums were just banging.
And it seems real. Like, it's not like one of those, like, electronic drum thing.
For all
like,
we know, it was produced really well, and it could have been for all intents and purposes.
Yeah,
but
it just seems real.
Does it sound like it's a proper full live band, it also has like it just has like a kicking rhythm that like that seemed like a little bit different than a typical like pop song. You know, so it was awesome. I mean, yes, it has the conventions of pop, but it also blurs the lines between like a little bit of you know, jazz and a little bit of funk and soul in that. You could hear like different vibes there, and it was great. I hope to hear more from Alessia Cara.
Yeah, me too. Let's just play a bit of some ads.
Yes,
we have to
give some shout outs to our great community.
Community sponsors.
Sponsors?
We
help them out.
We help them out.
And they help us out.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a mutual symbiotic relationship.
That symbiotic relationship we got.
You got
it. With our community partners and organizations. And then PSAs for a good old UBC student club. So let's take that PSA break right now. And you'll be back with us shortly here on Soul Sandwich.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right here.
Mark your calendars. Discorder Magazine's fall fundraiser is around the corner. Wander out of your multi-week post-Halloween stupor and directly into the Astoria this November 19th for live performances by Revered, TV Ugly, Mesa Luna, and Late Spring. DJ Danny Vancouver will have all night sets in between the bands. With doors opening at 8, tickets are only $5 at the door before 10 p.m. and $10 after. Proceeds go towards supporting Vancouver's longest-running independent music magazine. Discorder needs your help to stay in print, so come on up for a night of sweet tunes and keep alt coverage of Vancouver and Canadian music, arts, and culture alive. Visit www.discorder.ca for all the details.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Timber Concerts and CITR present renowned experimental musician, producer, and DJ Nightmares on Wax with special guest Hubs on Thursday, November 5th at the Alexander Gastown. Doors open at 9, shows at 10, and the show is 19+. Get your tickets today online at timberconcerts.com or at Red Cat, Zulu, or Beat Street Records.
And Hello. We're back in Vancouver. Yes, this is Soul Sandwich. I'm your host, Ola.
And I am Rohit Joseph.
Also a host.
Also one of them co-hosts, yeah. So let us keep the good music going on. Ola, what do you got for us next?
Me?
Or should I play something? we got tunes at the ready. We're like,
yeah,
we're DJs with itchy fingers, itchy trigger fingers.
Itchy
button, or in this
button,
case,
button fingers,
yeah.
I mean, I have a purity ring with push and pull up next. Not up next, but like in the next few minutes, yeah.
In the boiler.
And, you have the Monophonics.
Monophonics,
and,
yeah.
And Wolfpack.
And Wolfpack. How about we do some Wolfpack first?
Wolfpack?
Pass me that auxiliary, bruh.
The aux cord on fire.
The aux is on fire.
Wait, when your car just blows up, man, because it's like the aux cord is just like, you know, on fire, man. It's just on fire.
All right. So Wolfpack is this awesome neo-soul band. I'm just going to find out something because I wonder if I'm confusing them.
How does that spell? Wolfpack?
Wolfpeck. And they're from straight out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, bruh. Straight out of Ann Arbor, Michigan.
That doesn't sound like where Wolfpack will come from.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's got like some Viking vibe to it. Do Vikings live in Michigan? Not sure. That'd be Minnesotans, actually. Minnesota. That's Minnesota, right? But Wolfpack, right. Ann Arbor, Michigan, neo-soul, you know, I never knew that neo soul could come out of Ann Arbor. Maybe Detroit. Yeah,
probably a bunch of kids from University of Michigan,
yeah,
business school or something.
Probably, you know, because like... but they're mad talented. So without further ado, here we go. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Wolfpack with the song Back Pocket. Check it out.
Put it in my pocket, put it in my pocket, in my pocket, in my pocket, in my pocket.
be back on the air.
I'm like, yo, put us back on the air. And you're like, literally, when we back on the air. I love that. I love that. So that was Wolf Peck with Amazing. Back Pocket. Yeah. You digging that?
They sounded like a bunch of like acapella peeps that like just like started making music. You know?
That's
I was like,
I love that. Yeah, I love I like it when that. Like people are just like, yeah, you know what? We've been jamming for a while. Let's just
make music, man. Let's just do it. And I like the sound. It's like very distinct and very like. Oh, yeah, like, if somebody tells me, oh, Wolfpack, I'll be like, oh, those guys that I listened to, like, maybe 5 weeks ago, you know? But, like, I will still remember it because it's a distinct sound and it sounds amazing, you know?
All right. Yeah. I could play more Wolfpack, or we could go to new Monophonics that neither of us have ever heard.
I think
we always like doing fresh stuff.
I think we should do Monophonics, you know? Fresh off, I don't want to say fresh off the boat because, like, that sounds racist. that's racist.
Well, they are in the Bay Area, which means they are near boats.
They're near boats. Falling Apart is a new song off the Monophonics album.
What's
Sound
it called?
Of Sinning.
Sound of Sinning. Sound Ooh, of Sinning. I like that name.
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
I forgot. I think you can get the gist of that. All right.
You're going to play this?
Let's just do it, man. You know I like Monophonics. And you like Monophonics.
Monophonics.
And the folks out there in Vancouver like Monophonics because I've gone to their show and people here on a Wednesday partied like it was like 1999.
Club Gordon up on a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
On a Wednesday. Dude.
Where did they play, man?
They played at Fortune. Fortune Sound. I saw them like a year ago in 2014. It was December. And yeah, it was like a Wednesday, middle of the week, right? And straight up, people getting turned
up,
but in an awesome way. Like it was like the people who showed up on a Wednesday. It wasn't like packed to the brim, but the people that showed up were willing to turn up, and it was awesome. Great vibe. And let's hear what their newest album is. I mean, the last album was In Your Brain, I believe, and that was a crazy psychedelic experience. So let's see if they bring more of that, or they're trying something new. We don't know. Let's find out now. On Soul Sandwich.
Find out next week on Soul Sandwich. Okay, sorry.
Nah, it's cool.
Somebody please help me, 'cause I'm falling apart.
Oof.
Damn,
that is some good music, bro.
Yeah, bro. I wish you guys could see us like vibing so right hard.
Now. Oh my god!
In the studio, we were just because we hadn't heard of this. So when we heard like just that amazing psychedelic soul of this new album, this is gonna be great. I'm gonna go home and do some homework. The best kind of homework, which is listening to an awesome album. I'm stoked. Monophonics are killing it. They're just straight up killing it, man.
Straight up killing, man.
What do you got to say, Ola?
I enjoyed that. When I looked at the related bands, actually, I saw the Mainhand Street Band.
Yeah, yeah. You could, and exactly. So if you guys were hearing earlier in the show, we played Mainhand Street Band, and I mean. For me, like, I was like, oh, they sound like my Monophonics. Like, that's
yeah. That's probably that's the reason why we got into it. And like Spotify basically just like said, oh yeah, like you're right. They actually sound like them.
That's Spotify algorithm.
That's Spotify, though.
Dude, man, DJ Spotify is gonna become a thing now, isn't it?
They actually have like a bunch of like curated, like well curated playlists. And I mean,
YouTube and Spotify. I mean, YouTube is still the best. It's still the king.
Yeah, it's still
when it comes to like auto playlists.
Yeah.
Like, they like curate it. Like, yeah. What kind of algorithm does that?
I don't know, man. But I think songs that was the for me songs that was the best before they were bought by Google. Mm-hmm. But then like Google like just like scrapped them. Mm-hmm. But like I mean I'm not even mad about that, right? Because we still have YouTube. So
yeah.
YouTube is bae for now.
Yeah.
Bae for now. Yeah, so we have I don't know. Maybe, I don't know what we should play. Okay, so I have Purity Ring in our CD right now.
Yeah.
But I also have Purity Ring on Spotify right now. But the one on Spotify right now is from Danny Brown's album called Old, the same album.
Wait,
that
you got Purity Ring and Danny Brown?
It's on a track, yeah. 25
Wait,
bucks.
I actually have. what?
I know. It was like 2013, man. Like, bro.
Yo, I'm down to hear that.
You're down to hear that?
That's an interesting collaboration, to say the least.
All right.
Let's do it.
Huh?
Oh, our man JQ on the other side trying to advise us. I don't know what he's saying because it's soundproof, JQ. It's soundproof. I don't know if you know the concept of soundproof. Nah, he's just messing with us. Let's do it. Purity Ring and Danny Brown.
Alrighty.
Two names I never thought I'd say in the same sentence. But
Alrighty.
Let's go.
All right, let's go.
What's the track called?
25 bucks.
25 bucks.
From Danny Brown's album called Old.
All right.
So, yeah, this has been Soul Sandwich. Up next, we have the Accessibility Collective.
And they'll introduce themselves. I have yet to hear them, but this is their debut. Folks, yeah. Let's listen in. It's going to be good stuff.
Good stuff, man.
We have all these new collectives emerging at CITR. Yeah. It's really exciting.
I listened to the Lady Radio just last week.
Yeah.
That's the women's collective, and it's pretty interesting. I think they also have an indigenous collective.
Exactly.
As well.
So
it's great CITR is doing, with the different collectives.
Yeah, there was so much different programming. Yeah. We got that diversity on lockdown. And let's keep it going.
Keep it real, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so
let's
25
finish
bucks
things off with 25 bucks.
This has been Ola and Roy Heat.
Yeah.
We might not come back if time runs out. So
we're probably not going to come back.
You're probably not going to
ever.
Ever again, man. I'm going home.
Now, this will be our last song for the evening. Enjoy. And then stay tuned for the Accessibility Collective with their debut episode here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Enjoy.
$25, mama, braid your hair. Sit on the porch, yeah, do it on the stairs. Grew your hair out and you wanna get it twisted. Fed us many nights, nigga, that's how we was living. $25, mama, braid your hair. Sit on the porch, yeah, do it on the stairs. Grew your hair out and you wanna get it twisted. Fed us many nights, nigga, that's how we was living.
I would not get old if I dig with my knees. If I grind down my teeth, I know from the attic of me, from the bottoms of please.
And her fingers carpal tunnel in her wrist, but the feet of kids are nice in between her legs and twist. While she listens to that oldie soap opera, smoking bogeys on the phone, gossiping, tell that homegirl story. Girlfriend, worry, girl.
treasure sons in a hurry to see the state pen or a cemetery buried.